Hi, so just because I love you all and I'm happy to be a part of your awareness and awakening journey, this is a bonus episode. Now I just want to talk about briefly the necessary tools that you would need in this awakening journey. So you would need to have a mentor. A mentor is somebody you feel that you are accountable to. You explain to them that, okay, this is something that I want to do and I would need you to be a guide. I would need you to be a support system in this process that I want to go through. And you know, they'll definitely be willing to help and all that, because it's not an easy journey and you will need somebody to lean on, somebody to encourage you. You really can do it on your own and all that. So now we have a mentor. Now this has to be somebody who is older than you in age, but if you're an older person, it could be somebody within your age range, but you know this person is experienced. They could have the educational background or educational, you know, experience. Probably somebody who's a psychologist or a counselor, just somebody in that field, you know, or even a medical personnel. You could have your parents, probably they've been married for long, or I don't know. You could have just somebody you're accountable to who is older and experienced and who understands this journey that you're about to go with. Maybe somebody to pray with you, somebody to talk with you through it, somebody to work with you through it, you know, that encourages you, someone who hugs you on even when you're on the brink of not going forward and all that. So you will need a mentor. And also now you would, the mentor or support system, it could be your family, it could be your siblings, your elder ones or something. That's all. It could even be total strangers. Also, materials that you'll be needing some audiobooks or podcasts that would be embracing audiobooks. Now, because when I went through this process, I used the two major, I read and I listened and I watched. So now the thing is that you would need, in this process, you will need to feed your soul, you need to feed your mind and your heart with good and nourished materials. So now you have to read books that would be discussing the various topics of our lives. It could be finances, it could be the spiritual aspect of our life. Then we have a relationship aspect. If you're single in a relationship, we have the one that would embrace the relationship aspect, the one that could embrace the marriage aspect, the one that has to do with our body, treating your body well. It could be the one that is dealing with food, how to act. So you really have to, you know, put these things in place. So you thank God for so many experienced and knowledgeable and sensible people now who now are using the podcast platform to share with us these wonderful materials. Now the thing is that you have to be aware of what you are feeding your soul, what you are feeding your mind, what you are feeding yourself, because this phase you just went through is a very rigorous and sensitive stage, and now we do not want to feed ourselves with something that we would then be on learning later on. So then you now know with this understanding and know with the guide of the Holy Spirit and with the guide of our understanding and also of our mentor, we should then now pick books, audiobooks, podcasts, listen to seminars, listen to preachings, listen to attend events that you know would serve a very good purpose, that you know would add to the understanding of the new stage that you are, of the processes you've gone through and all that. So now the next thing to do is to read books. Now the books could be physical books. No, now we have a support system. We've dealt with the mind through listening. And also in the listening phase, you can deal with them. You can listen to, now you begin to listen to better music. You have better choices of music. Now you don't have to deal with something. You don't have to listen to music that is triggering depression, that's talking about depression or talking about suicide and all that. Now, so you now have to like put yourself, you have to now feed your soul, feed your mind with much better materials and all that. Then now onto the physical books. Now you have to read books, magazines, watch movies, watch podcasts, or watch programs that would affect your life in a positive way. Now you read books, you can read books that are touching on the topics that I talked about, you know, spiritual life, finances, relationships, marriage, food, health, and all that. So now read physical books, watch movies that are not in that, you know, that forms, attend virtual seminars, you know, and all that. So you have to like, now you have to feed your soul, because feeding your soul with this very important materials helps with your growth, helps you to have a better understanding of where you are, helps you to also know how to deal with this new journey that you are embarking on. Then apart from that, so aside that, now the next thing is now the new relationships that you have to deal with. Now you have new friends, you are in new relationships, you find yourself in new commitments, you find yourself having new hobbies, you find yourself having the wanting to develop new skills. That's because it is necessary that when you are at a, now you are now at a different and new level of life, of yourself spiritually and in mentally and also emotionally, it is necessary that you start to do things that now resonate with the new journey. Now you want to learn new skills, you find yourself having new hobbies, you like reading now, you like writing now, you begin to have journaling, you are better at planning and all that. So at this point is much important for you to understand that because you have changed things inwardly, it influences the outward appearance of you also. Now you have better friends. Now you have to understand that the new company that you are in now, they do not know about where you've been through. They do not know where you're coming from. No, they are not aware of your past experiences. So these new people are coming into your life with making you understand that you are in a new season. Now these new people help you with understanding the benefit of gratitude. These people now come in with lesser baggages. These are people that come in with good vibes. These are people that come in and are way supportive. These are people that come in and you find out that, oh man, this is how we feel, to live in a life free of baggages or free of trauma and trauma bonds. Now you begin to have healthy relationships, healthy friendships. Now you don't have people that want to after you for your body. You have people who want to have meaningful conversations, people that are now intentional, people that are ready to, you know, help you walk through this new stage, even though they do not know what you've been through. So now handling this, it could be a bit difficult because you are used to some certain type of conversation, some certain type of company, but this new company are coming in with new good energy. They are coming in to help you understand. In having these new relationships and friendships, you also are understanding a lot of things. You understand that, oh, I do not have to do this to accept this. You begin to find people who are willing to do things for you just because they want to do it. And that's because they are good people. You've opened yourself to these good people. They are bringing you new energy. They are giving you good energy, good vibes. They support you. They are ready to pray with you and all that. And it's so beautiful if you have old friends that are now doing this. which is honestly, it's like the highlight of the whole process. Having a friend, a close friend, who is also going through this process, and both of you, I have a friend like that also, and I am so happy that we got to go through that, even though we did it individually. But then, like I said, in the recovery process, then you begin to see, when you are being present, you begin to see people who are on the same wavelength as you, people who begin to vibrate at the same frequency as you, and it's so beautiful. So now, you understand these new relationships and friendships. Some may come from old ones, some may come from total strangers and all that. And also in the process of going for this, to listen to this podcast, you begin to meet people who think like you do now, people who are who will help you achieve healthy friendships, healthy relationships and all that. Do you understand? So attaining this level of being in a healthy state of mind is so beautiful. And also, I don't know what else again should I talk about. Talk about mental, that support system, audiobooks and podcasts, physical books and all that, relationships and also having new skills. I think that's pretty much it. So I'm so glad that you are able to, you know, go through this and become victorious. So do not forget to not pressure yourself. Make sure that you're okay. Make sure that there's no time frame. Just take your time. Take your time. It doesn't have to be time bound. Just take your time. It could take you a year, it could take you 2 years, it could take you months, it could take you 5 years. You'll be fine. Okay? The very important thing is you have to be consistent and intentional. You have to be intentional about it and be consistent. You can have breaks in between. Just keep going. Okay? So I love you, and I'm so glad that we get to wrap up this Efata series. Now, do not forget to share, because we want to carry everyone around. And do not forget that we are building a community of healthy people. We are building a community where everybody, no one is left behind. Thank you. Don't forget to share. And oh, please, you can always write to us at talkingcoach@gmail.com. talkinquotes@gmail.com. Thank you.